It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and joining me live in studio this week, probably, if not the best athletic director in the state, he's certainly in the conversation, and in my opinion, the best athletic director that has ever lived inside of Glynn County, the Glynn County athletic director, Coach Steve Waters, joining me today.
Hey, Jason, great to be with you. I appreciate the invite and the kind words. Obviously, I paid you a lot of money to say that, so just don't tell anybody how much.
You know, the funny thing is with you, I always think about you took the job as AD the same year. This is a good story, and you'll remember this. You took the job as athletic director the same year that Bishop Media launched. And I remember standing in the stadium with you having like this tiny little 3x5 banner that I wanted to hang up in the stadium with all of those other big banners that are across on the bricks, and you telling me, well, Jason, I don't think that your banner is going to be big enough for the fans to be able to see from across the field. And me saying, well, let's go hang it up anyway. And, of course, you being 1,000% right, you couldn't even see the dang thing.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, a lot of memories, and I do remember that. But how we have grown at the stadium, you know, from having no signs over there to now being sold out, and a lot of great corporate sponsors like yourself, and certainly want to give them as, you know, a good of a spot as possible so they can advertise their business and be seen throughout our community.
Yeah, for sure. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures and by Southeast Georgia Health System. See Grammy nominee Flo Rida live Saturday, April 27th at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta. Dance along to your favorite number one hits, including Low, Round, and More, as Flo Rida takes the Wild Adventures live stage on Saturday, April 27th, don't miss Flo Rida live in concert at Wild Adventures Theme Park, Saturday, April 27th. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. 3 to 5-year-olds are eligible for a pre-K kids season pass. Register and activate your child's free season pass to enjoy a season of free fun. To view the Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about the season passes, visit wildadventures.com. All right, Coach, well, with you here, I can't help but want to indulge in talking some Glynn County sports, because it's not every day that I get as big of a celebrity as Steve Waters on the show, so I certainly want to take advantage of that. Coach, let's talk a little bit about fall sports going on in the Glynn County area.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year, and it's hard to believe. I met with my staff this morning, and, you know, really, this week and next week are the last weeks that we will have the regular season for spring sports, so we're kind of wrapping it up and getting ready for the playoffs. But it's a busy time of year when you have baseball, soccer, tennis, golf, track. We've got bass fishing going on, so a lot of things going on in the Glynn County school system, and a lot of teams that are competing to get into the state playoffs.
So with that going on, you're right. There's also a basketball search that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so thankfully, we haven't had to do this a lot. I enjoy off seasons where we don't have to hire a lot of coaches, but Terrence Haywood, who is a staple in our community, great person, great mentor, great head coach. He's been doing it as long as I have, so he has decided to kind of focus on the administrative side of his calling and in the school system. And he informed us that he would no longer be coaching basketball for the Glynn Academy boys, so we have opened up that search, and we've had a lot of interest, you know, not only statewide, but actually, in states all around us, people are interested in certainly moving their family to Brunswick, Georgia, a beautiful area, and
yeah.
relocating. But the challenge is, you know, this time of year, we just don't have a lot of teaching openings. And when you try to find a basketball coach that's also a math teacher, that's kind of challenging. So we're having to put some chess pieces together and find the right spot. But I hope we can have that wrapped up in the next probably a couple days here and have a name in the community in a couple weeks.
Coach, you just released the schedules for both Brunswick High football and Glenn Academy football about a month ago. You know, without really going into too deep of delving into each one's schedule, just kind of tell me a little bit about the high points that you see on both those schedules, other than, of course, you know, the big one, the Brunswick Glenn game.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a challenging schedule. The good news is we have 8 region games. So we didn't have to really go out and shop to find, you know, non-region games, but those non-region games are kind of the highlights of the schedule. You know, Brunswick's going to open up here against Camden, which has become kind of a nice little rivalry game.
Sure has, yeah.
Obviously, with Coach Heron not being there, we're not going to know a whole lot about them, but I know their community is going to travel, and it's probably going to be a sold-out stadium for the first game of the year. And so we're looking forward to that. Both of our teams are also playing Wayne County non-region, and then Glenn Academy is going to open up with Richmond Hill. So it's going to be going to be a great non-region schedule for both teams. Of course, Wayne County has a new coach as well. So
got a good one over there, too.
They do. They do. That was a great hire
sure
for them.
Was.
And, you know, both teams are, I think, Brunswick scrimmaging Ware and Glenn is scrimmaging Pierce. So you're talking about two really good scrimmage games. So it's going to be a fun, you know, early August to end of August schedule. And then, obviously, region's going to start there around Labor Day. And I think both of our teams, you know, just – going into spring practice, the rosters are strong, and I expect both of our teams to compete for region championships.
I see Brunswick has been they've been a perennial powerhouse really the last 2 to 3 seasons, and I saw some really big pieces at Glenn last year, and you kind of saw Glenn turn the corner there at the end, and I think that's going to be a dogfight between the two of them for that region championship and what's in that region. That's what I see.
Yeah, Effingham's going to certainly have something to say about that. But it's, you know, I think it's definitely between those three teams, Glenn, Brunswick, Effingham, you know, just from looking at things. But certainly that city championship game could determine the region championship, and that's our goal every year.
Talk to me really quick. Actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and slide out, and then when we come back, I want you to talk to me a little bit about that region that you got put in, because it's a long way.
It's a long way.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced its participants to be on the cover for its high school football preview issue in July. Hayes Carter from Frederica, Greg Peacock from Glenn Academy, Hezzy Kent from Brunswick High, Elias Williams from Camden, Ernest McIntosh from MCA, and Carson Jacobs from Brantley. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to stream the Jason Bishop Show online at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game. But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, April 27th, Wild Adventures Live presents Flo Rida. See Flo Rida on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Flo Rida Live, April 27th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Glenn County Athletic Director Steve Waters joining me for today's show. This is the first time you've been in this new studio, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't even find it. I had to call you on my way over here, but this is a really cool place. Downtown Brunswick is just, if you haven't been down here for a first Friday or whatever, it has exploded. I mean, you can't even find a parking place down here, but I love the atmosphere and what they're doing downtown. It's a great, great studio.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. All right, so you took a trip up to Augusta and then, of course, drove all the way back just to be on the show, so I do appreciate that. Left the Masters to come be on the Jason Bishop Show.
Yeah, we had the Bishop Media helicopter fly up there, thankfully, to pick me up and land me here. But, I'm on fumes right now, but we had a great time and walked every hole and saw – couple hole-in-ones on the par three contest. So it was a great day. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Who do you like in the Masters, Coach?
Well, I did my picks. We have a little golf league, and in the golf league, you take six guys, and I did not take who – there's a lot of strategy behind it. I'd have to go with Scheffler. How can you not pick the guy? But just watching some guys play yesterday, Bryson DeChambeau, who's – game does not fit the Masters, hit the ball incredible. Matt Fitzpatrick was hitting it really good. So you never know on that course, but, got to go with Scheffler as the early favorite.
Okay. All right, so, Coach, talking about favorites, you know, we said in the last segment that in the region that you guys, the Glenn County Schools, Brunswick High and Glenn Academy got put in, you know, it probably between those two and also Effingham. When they put these regions together, they decided to do away with 7A and make 6A the top classification. And the whole premise of that was to cut down on travel. And before that, the last region that you were in, you had a bunch of Augusta schools in the region, and so the travel was brutal. So they make this announcement, they reshuffle the regions, and then you end up with a bunch of Augusta schools in your region. So talk to me a little bit. Tell me about the schools and your opinion. And, yep, go.
Yeah, so, I serve on that GHSA committee, so there's a lot of, there's a lot that goes into it. But basically, you cannot fix travel in South Georgia. You just can't. I mean, in Atlanta, the schools are about 5 miles apart. You know, the closest schools to us are McIntosh and Brantley and Camden. And, you know, McIntosh and Brantley, obviously, it's – different in scheduling them, but you know, you're going to have to go 30 to 45 minutes no matter what to find a game in South Georgia.
Right.
So, you know, it did fix a couple of things. It brought Statesboro back into our region. It brought Bradwell back into our region. And it brought Greenbrier into our region. So, basically, we've kind of got a little South Georgia pocket, and then we've kind of got the Augusta pocket. So, we did decide to subdivide, which is going to be really great. Our teams will not travel to Augusta during the regular season.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we will travel there for football because basically there's, you know, you play everybody one time in football. But what we'll do is have an end-of-the-year region tournament for all the other sports, which should bring some excitement. We'll meet in Augusta and in Effingham for those and, let baseball and softball and basketball and all those sports have a tournament to decide, you know, who the champion is. But, you know, so our little South region pocket's going to be Glenn, Brunswick, Statesboro, South Effingham, and Bradwell. Effingham will go up and play the Augusta schools. So, you know, that's going to help us with travel. And so the new alignment did help us in that it gave us enough teams that we could subdivide and still have a good region schedule.
You said that you were going to have, you know, tournaments in Effingham and also in Augusta. Now, is that where you've got the Augusta schools subdivided and they're playing a region tournament in Augusta, and then the South Georgia schools are subdivided and they're playing a different tournament, or are you alternating year to year where everybody's in one place?
Yeah, so we basically just tried to find a neutral location that's kind of halfway in between, you know, Augusta and Brunswick. So Statesboro is going to end up hosting a lot of the tournaments. You know, unfortunately, their AD, we kind of tell her she's going to have a rough year because she's going to have to host a lot of tournaments. But I know, like basketball, we're going to meet in Statesboro, and so the North and play that, you know, they'll seed it and we'll just play each other in the region tournament. So should add for a lot of excitement. I think every sport's going to be a little bit different. So, you know, I think soccer, you know, we're going to let them for their tournament. They're just going to play at the higher seeds field. So it's just going to be a little different, but thankfully during the regular season, it'll cut out all travel to Augusta.
What I was really hoping for was, you know, classifications aside, what I would love to see is a region that's got Camden, Brunswick, Glenn, Richmond Hill, Bradwell, and the two Effinghams. To me, that's an awesome region. The travel's perfect. You're right up the coast. Nobody's, you know, everybody's right off of I-95. You don't go more than maybe an hour. About an hour from the longest point A to longest point B. And I feel like that region would be really competitive. I had heard some rumors that might take place. And, of course, when everything kind of broke down, it wasn't in the cards.
There has been some talk among legislature, mainly you know, in the Golden Dome in Atlanta, to basically let you play whoever you want in the regular season. You know, so you could play all of those teams, and it's basically just an open field in the regular season, and then in the postseason, placing everybody in classifications to based on their school size, and it would cut out any travel issues during the regular season. The problem is, how do you seed the postseason?
That'd be tough.
So, you know, if we ended up playing like a Camden and Richmond Hill and a Coffee and, you know, people like that, and played a really good schedule, you'd probably go on power rankings for postseason. There's also talk right now about a competitive balance model, which is kind of what Alabama uses. And there's some pros and cons to that. We're studying a lot of different models right now just to see if we want to kind of use a different model when we do reclassify next time. But nothing's perfect, and I don't think any model is going to fix travel issues in South Georgia. I just don't see it. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, the good thing is I think our community understands that. The bad thing is, you know, kind of like you said, if that was our region where you had Camden, Richmond Hill, and Bradwell, you would have true rivalries. And it's really hard to develop a rivalry with a school that's 3 hours away from you. So that really hurts us as far as finances go, because, you know, when Augusta's coming here, they're going to bring about 30 fans, and our fans don't get fired up when they're coming to town either. So, you know, it's that rivalry part of high school athletics is what we are missing right now, and something I would like to look into maybe to bring that back.
There were a couple of schools, too, where there was one school that's a little further west that I think was interested in coming over to join this region. And then, of course, you had the whole Effingham thing where numbers-wise, they had the numbers to play up to 6A. And, you know, I guess some folks got involved and they ended up staying 5A, which is, you know, in this region with Brunswick and Glenn. Which, you know, as you said, kind of kept the region the way it is intact, having Effingham. And I think there was you would know more about this than I would, there was a caveat put in place that Effingham, the next time they reclassified, would indeed have to go up to 6A. They couldn't stay 5A.
Yeah, I mean, Effingham, that area with that new, I think it's a Hyundai plant that's coming in up there, they're growing like crazy. And so Effingham was kind of right at the magic number to be in 6A, and they were kind of – so that would be like the largest 5A school with the smallest 6A. Looking at their numbers, we did find that they made a mistake when they filed their numbers, and they counted some kids towards their enrollment that shouldn't have been counted. So,
okay,
you know, it kind of – looking at that, having – you know, and they did get some of their politicians involved, which was fine. And, You know, but looking at it, I think we made the right decision for them for this go around. But I don't next go around, they're projecting to be up there with the you know, Richmond Hill numbers. So they're going to be up above 2,000, easily above probably about 2,250, 2,300 kids, which will put them in 6A.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. 40.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simons Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So the NFL draft is right around the corner. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Waters earlier, who is joining me here today on the Jason Bishop Show, and he was telling me that the NFL draft is actually one of his favorite events of the year. So perfect deal, because we've got NFL draft talk on the docket for today.
It's amazing how much advertising and buildup go into the draft now. It used to be just kind of a, you know, a dull day, but now it's a day they build up to, really, right after the Super Bowl, you start talking draft. So it's fun to watch these college kids and, you know, kind of just project where they may go and how high they may go. And you know, you got the combine that you put all this data into, and then you have the pro days. So just a lot of excitement that builds up to this. You know, you used to say one day, but now I guess it's a 3 or 4 day deal that they do. But it's a lot of fun to watch.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to delve into basically like the top 10 here. This is the Jason Bishop NFL Mock Draft 2024 top 10 picks. And then because I'm a Jags fan and it's my show, so I'm pretty much do what I want. I'm also going to talk about the Jags pick, which is like at number 17. So that's what we're going to do. And I also kind of want to hear, you know, Coach Woodard's thoughts too. Are you a Falcons fan?
It's hard to be a Falcons fan. I mean, I don't root against the Falcons, but I'm not really a fan. No, I follow the Falcons. I follow the Jags. My uncle, who, I guess got all the athletic talent in the water side. His name was Charlie Waters, and he was the safety for the Dallas Cowboys back in their Super Bowl years. Of course, one a great player for Clemson as well. We've always been Cowboys fans ever since he played for the Cowboys. He used to get my parents tickets to go out to the Super Bowl.
How about that?
All that during the Cowboys-Steelers rivalry. So I'm a Cowboys fan, but it's also hard to be a Cowboys fan right now because Jerry Jones is not one of my favorites.
Holy cow, it just dawned on me. I've never known this, and I just put these puzzle pieces together, and my mind is blown. So, folks, what that means is that the Glynn County Athletic Director – maybe this is a conspiracy theory. I don't know. You tell me. The Glynn County Athletic Director is a Cowboy fan, and so is the Glynn County Superintendent. Is it? I mean, it can't be any more coincidence than that, can it?
Well, another unknown fact is we're both real big North Carolina basketball fans. But, you know, so we kind of our teams match up, so we don't get into a lot of arguments over sports, that's for sure.
How about that? All right, so with the number one pick, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. With the Bears trading Justin Fields, they're going to take Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC, at number one.
Can't argue with that. I don't know that I would take him, but he is certainly – everybody's projecting him as a generational talent, so you can't argue with that.
If you don't take him, Coach, who would you take over him?
Certainly, you know, I think the guy you're looking at probably is the next pick, but, you know, Jaden Daniels is – man, he is proven. I'm a big believer in you take guys that have played against elite defenses, and anybody in the SEC has played against elite defenses, and Jaden Daniels' numbers cannot be denied. I mean, he won on a big level against the best defensive players there is.
When I think about, and I'm with you on Caleb Williams, I don't think Caleb Williams is going to end up being as good as what people are hoping he's going to be. And I'm not saying he's going to be a bust. I'm just saying I think about the Utah game a couple of years ago when everything was in front of USC in the Pac-12 championship or Pac-14 championship, whatever that thing was over there at the time. And they went into the championship game only needing to beat Utah to get into the college football playoff. The whole world is right there, right in front of them. And Caleb Williams doesn't get it done and makes a couple of mistakes in that game that ultimately cost them the football game. I think about that big game scenario, and that's not even what you were talking about, Coach, an SEC game. You know, that's a Pac-12 championship. Granted, I think Utah's a, you know.
Yeah, Utah's solid. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, the upside on him is amazing. He has all the tools. You can't pass on him. I mean, if I'm a GM, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep over that pick because that's certainly a, you know, from the fans' perspective, from a season, from a ticket perspective, and all that the NFL looks at, he's the guy to go get.
If I ask you this question, I want an honest answer. Caleb Williams is closer to Peyton Manning or Caleb Williams is closer to Ryan Leaf? I'm not saying they're a duplicate. I'm just saying which one is he going to be closer to?
Wow, that's a tough one. I haven't heard Ryan Leaf's name in quite a while. I'm thinking Leaf, but okay. I don't see. I hate to say that. I wish him all the best. I, you know, don't know a lot about him, but he has kind of that flair to him that could end up being he could be a bust. You never know.
You don't know. That's the problem with draft, in my opinion. It's the toughest position to draft is quarterback, because a kid can have all of the tangible stuff, right? Like a big arm, can be fast and all of those athletic abilities. But a lot of times playing quarterback is very cerebral as well. And sometimes kids just don't have the mental capacity to play quarterback in the NFL with as fast as everything moves. Their brain just is not wired to process information as quickly as it needs to at the NFL level. That doesn't make them a bad person. You know, that just means that they need to do something else.
Yeah, the NFL game's so different, too. The one thing is proven about him, if you get pressure on him, he's willing to throw it up for grabs. And in the NFL, you don't do that. You cannot do that. So he's going to have a lot of people around his ankles in the NFL, and the windows are a lot tighter to throw the ball in the NFL. So, it's challenging for any quarterback. Like you said, it's almost impossible to project how quarterbacks – I mean, Bryce Young. I mean, the guy, what else could he do in college? And then he went and just had an awful year. Obviously, you know, the learning curve. We'll know more about Bryce in a couple of years, but I certainly haven't given up on him. But it's just tough to project how they're going to, be on the next level.
You mentioned earlier, I'm going to come back to it again. I've already been back to it once, but it was a great point. Playing football in the SEC is as close as you're going to get at the college level playing in the NFL. When I think about Caleb Williams, a lot of that scrambling ability, making plays, getting outside the pocket and making throws, is he going to be able to do that in the NFL when a defensive end is chasing him down that's just as fast as he is?
No. And they don't want you. If you're – the amount of money they're paying you, they don't want you out there a lot. I mean, certainly they will scheme for his talents, but, I don't see them designing a lot of plays for Caleb to use his legs.
And that's a big part of his game. So if you take that away, is he a number one pick?
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Gotta have those ducts clean and ready too. Call Air Adjusters and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule. Or check us out online, airadjusters.com, license number CN208489. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog Friendly Lumber and Hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. You know, we were gonna spend the last segment basically just going through the top 10 picks of the first round, but like, you know, these two guys that you're listening to are so smart when it comes to football, and we got one player in. Like, we just dissected him in and out. So we're gonna try and do a better job of like not going as in depth. In case you missed it last segment, we were talking about Caleb Williams going number one. I think we both feel that way. We're not real sure how he'll do in the NFL. Time will tell. At number two, I got another quarterback. Of course, this is the Jason Bishop mock draft. This is what this is. This is what we're going through. At number two, I've got Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU, going to the Commanders.
Can't argue that. Great pick.
Yeah. I think Jaden Daniels is probably going to end up being, if he stays healthy, the best quarterback in this draft. I think he's less of a gamble than Caleb Williams.
I agree.
Okay, cool. At number three, the Patriots also, I think, and I'll go ahead and say this. I've got a gut feeling that the Patriots aren't going to stay there at three. But they're there now. So with them being there now, I'm going to give you the mock draft with them there now, the pick with them there. At number three, I've got them taking a third straight quarterback. Top three picks in the 2024 draft, according to Jason Bishop, will be all quarterbacks. Drake May, out of North Carolina, goes to New England.
They've got to have a quarterback, and you know, I don't know. I've watched Drake May play a bunch of football, and you know, I thought he would have a better year this year, and he did. He really didn't have a good year for Carolina. So if I'm the Patriots, I know they got to have a quarterback, but I'm going to trade down, and I'm going to get me some more draft picks and let somebody else come up to three.
Yeah, great minds think alike, right? Another quarter, you're talking about that he didn't play as well as you thought. I thought that when the season started, that when I would be sitting here doing my top 10 draft, I thought for sure that Sam Hartman would be somewhere in the top 10. And he didn't do nearly what I thought that he was going to do in the regular season.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Drake was right there. I think he, you know, and obviously your season's based on what you have around you too. But mm-hmm. and Drake didn't have a great supporting cast, but he had pretty good wide receivers. So, you know, Carolina was a mediocre football team with a Heisman Trophy quarterback potential. So, I don't know that I take him at three. I think you can go down and get the QB from Washington. There's some good QBs you could probably get late in the first round. So I may trade down and grab a couple more picks if I'm the Patriots.
Coach, you know who I think is going to end up being the best quarterback in this entire draft? And like, I've taken a lot of flack from this, but that's fine because there are things I've said on this show that people have criticized me for. In the end, I end up being right, so it's fine. The quarterback coach that I think is going to end up being the best of all of these guys is Bo Nix.
He's got, you know, outside of – I got to just dig at him a little
here
bit
because,
you know, he has never beat –
Georgia fan comment coming.
He's never beat the Dogs. But outside of playing Georgia, Bo Nix, as we say in the athletic business, he's a dude. And he is definitely one of those guys that just plays with a lot of moxie. You know, is willing to put his body on the line, and he can. You know, he's a better thrower than people really think he is. I think they think of him as an athlete, but he can absolutely sling it. I would take Bo Nix over Drake May,
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, just Steve Waters, my mock draft, but yeah, I would have no problem taking him above Drake May.
Whoever ends up drafting Bo Nix is going to get a quarterback that is going to win Super Bowls wherever he goes.
He is a leader, and you know, they loved him at Auburn, they loved him at Oregon, which, you know, he had to go into Oregon and win over that locker room, and he did it in like a month. So, you know, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, and the thing with him is, he's played in the SEC, again, the toughest league, the closest thing to the NFL that exists in college. He's been there, had a lot of adversity at Auburn, and then, you know, ended up at Oregon. And to me, like, I look at that and I say, that's the guy that I want leading my team that can go through everything that he went through and he didn't fold. He just kept trucking, kept plugging, chipping away, and ended up being the guy that he ended up being.
I think his dad – well, his dad's a high school coach, I'm pretty sure.
That's
right. I mean,
right.
You know, he's a coach's kid, and you can tell that on the field. I like his game. I think he is a leader, which is what you want out of your quarterback.
At number four, the Cardinals take the first player that's not a quarterback. They're going to take the best receiver in the country, which is Marvin Harrison Jr. at number four out of Ohio State.
Yeah, can't argue that. I mean, obviously the guy's proven, got the pedigree with his dad in the NFL, so he's definitely going to be the first receiver off the board.
There are Ohio State fans that will tell you that if he had not gotten hurt in the semifinal game against Georgia, that Ohio State would have knocked Georgia off in that game.
Probably right. They are probably right, but you know what? He did. That's part of the game.
At number five, the Chargers. And, you know, the thing is, there's, you could really go in any direction here. I look at this pick with Jim Harbaugh as the coach. That's kind of where my mindset is. And I just don't think that with Jim Harbaugh coaching that football team, with Dallas Turner sitting there staring him in the face, that he can pass on that elite pass rusher that is sitting right there at number five. So I think the Chargers take edge rusher Dallas Turner out of Alabama at number five.
Well, if I'm a GM in the NFL, which I'll never will be, I would love to be one day. I would straight up pick every round. I would pick an SEC player.
Huh.
I just would. And I know I'm very, very biased, but Dallas Turner is the best. He's going to cause havoc day one in the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. Right out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't know where he falls, but certainly, you know, if I'm with you, Harbaugh's going to build that team through the defense and through the offensive line. So I think he's either going to take Turner or either the best offensive lineman out there.
Fair. Yeah, fair. At number six, this is where it gets tricky, right? Because you don't really know. You got to have a temperature of where the Giants are on Daniel Jones, because there's been some talk that they may go quarterback here at number six. But if they don't go quarterback, you know, much like Dallas Turner staring Harbaugh in the face, there's Brock Bowers staring the Giants in the face, and that is a tough player to pass on at number six. If you're the Giants and you are what you are, Brock Bowers is probably the best pick you can make right there.
Oh, you're talking about leadership, you know, quiet leader, but you're never going to have to worry about him doing anything wrong. He's tough as they come, you know, got banged up with injuries but played through it this year. How do you pass on Brock Bowers anywhere? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, he is a weapon, and he can block. So, yeah, somebody at number six, you know, I know everybody's projecting him to go around 10, but, you know, like you said, if he's on the board, how do you not take him?
I think with the way my mock draft has gone, when the Giants come to pick at number six, he's the best player available.
Absolutely.
At that point.
No doubt.
Yeah. At number seven, the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans have decided that they're going to go with Will Levis at quarterback. All right, so if you're not familiar with Will Levis, had a lot of success at Kentucky, has come into Tennessee and done a pretty good job there. And I think that they like him enough to see what he can do over the next couple of years and try to build around him, and part of that is protecting him. And so I think the Titans go offensive line. They take the best offensive lineman in the draft, which is Joe Ault out of Notre Dame.
K Can't argue that. I know we need to move on, so we'll move on to eight. But yeah, if Levis is their guy and they're sold on it, they've got to protect him.
Yeah, for sure. At number eight, the Falcons. Once, if I'm right in this draft and the Chargers take Dallas Turner, the Falcons are going to start, oh my gosh, that's who we really wanted. Fortunately for them, there's a good backup plan in the name of Jared Verse as far as a pass rusher. So I think at number eight, if indeed Dallas Turner is not there, the Falcons take Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State.
Yeah, the only kickback I would give, and I don't know the guy's name, but I know the D lineman, I think he's at UCLA.
Yeah.
That everybody's talking about.
Yeah. He's got a very complicated name.
That would be a tough decision for the Falcons, but I'm with you. I go with Verse over him. But I don't know a lot about him.
And then the Bears at number nine. You just took the number one pick with the quarterback with the number one pick in Caleb Williams. Much like what the Titans want to do and protect Will Levis, you got to protect your number one quarterback pick. And so I think the Bears go offensive lineman, and they take the best offensive lineman at that point, which is Olumiya Fashunu out of Penn State at number nine.
I do not know how long it took you to learn that name and pronounce it correctly, but yeah, looks like a good pick. If they take a QB1, the natural next pick is either go get a receiver for your QB to make him happy. But most QBs are going to be happy if you get them somebody that can protect their blind side.
Yeah, ask Joe Burrow about that.
Absolutely.
At number 10, rounding out the draft, and I've seen a bunch of mock drafts, and pretty much every one I've seen has got the Jets at 10 taking Brock Bowers. But in the Jason Bishop mock draft, Brock Bowers is not there for them to pick. He's already been taken to the other New York team with the Giants, and so I think the Jets at that point will go Rome Odunze. From the wide receiver out of Washington, or Odunze, excuse me, Rome Odunze, a wide receiver out of Washington, because I think they want some weapons for Aaron Rodgers. Brock Bowers is not going to be there, so I think they go receiver, and he's the best available receiver at that point.
Yeah, the only kickback I would give there is Ladd McConkey's actually the best receiver in the draft. I'd have to take him over Marvin Harrison. Of course, I'm kidding you.
No,
you're right on that. We saw him in the college football playoffs, and he can flat out play.
Yeah, he can. I was actually really impressed with him. I think he did a lot for his stock in the college football playoff, and I think he was able to, you know, put himself in the category of that next tier receiver after Marvin Harrison Jr.
Agreed.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us, 912-342-7967, and give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online,
CunninghamJewelers.com.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Got to have those ducts clean and ready, too. Call Air Adjusters, and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule, or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489.
You're impressed with that?
NWO, I mean, I hadn't heard that in a long time, so... That used to be the jam back in the day.
Yeah, that's like Jason Bishop teenage days right there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm still a wrestling fan to this day, and I would be remiss.
We got to talk WrestleMania.
Yeah, on, WrestleMania man. Just came and went, and Cody Rhodes is your new champion and ushering in this new era. I'm gonna be honest with you, you know, like I guess it had to be done from a business standpoint, but I'm a Roman Reigns guy. And I was devastated. I just, you know, I would have, from a fan's perspective, I'd have just kept Roman champion. Now, I don't really care about Cody's story.
The tribal chief, but I guess the fans wanted something different. So
suppose so.
You know, it's a business.
The money dictates what you do.
No doubt about it.
Who's selling the most T-shirts?
Sports entertainment. There is a lot of money. And professional wrestling.
Yeah, so Cody Rhodes is your new champion. They've made a big to-do of it, and you know, The Rock and Roman Reigns will probably go away for a while, and then I'm looking forward to it looks like they're going to set up a Rock Cody match down the road, and then eventually you got to come back around to Rock Roman.
Oh yeah.
You got to do that match.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a weird match being that they're in the same family, but that's I think The Rock and Roman both want that, and The Rock's getting up there in age. I didn't realize how old The Rock was.
He's in his 50s, right?
He's like 53.
Yeah. So,
if I wouldn't
know that. I know it. I know it.
Never mind.
So last segment, we did not get into my Jaguars pick, so we're going to jump on that really fast. That's number 17 the Jaguars will pick. And, you know, they need cornerback help. They need help in the secondary. They've got a pretty good team. They've got a lot of weapons on offense. You know, we could probably do a little bit better defensively. I say we because I'm a Jaguars fan. So I think they go corner. I think they take Terrion Arnold out of Alabama at 17 to play corner for them.
General Manager Waters, what's my number one rule?
SEC.
You draft SEC, and you know if that guy's been coached by Nick Saban.
Right.
He knows how to play corner. And so that is a safe, productive draft pick right there.
Yeah, and that's the thing that, you know, about drafting an Alabama guy, you know, these NFL teams have contacted Nick Saban about that guy that they're thinking about drafting. And, you know, if Nick Saban says a guy can go, you draft him.
Absolutely. And that guy is very proven.
Yeah. So, around this out for you. At number one, I've got the Bears taking Caleb Williams. Number two, the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels. Number three, the Patriots taking Drake May. Number four, Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Number five, the Chargers taking Dallas Turner. Number six, the Giants taking Brock Bowers. Number seven, the Titans taking Joe Alt. Number eight, the Falcons taking Jared Verse. Number nine, the Bears taking Olumuyi Fashanu from Penn State, offensive lineman. And at number 10, the Jets taking Rome Odunze, wide receiver out of Washington, and the Jags. At number 17, take Terrion Arnold out of Alabama to play corner. I feel good about that.
Not a bad draft pick. You know, you may You may not get a whole lot of kickback from that one. That's a pretty good draft pick.
Well, good. Coach, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come in here and chat with me, talk some Glynn County athletics. And, you hold man-to-man. You hold a special place in my heart, but you really do. You know, you've done a lot for the programs, for Glynn County athletics, new basketball court, new baseball field, softball field. And the list goes on and on and on. Still waiting on the elevator in the press box at the stadium.
Well, it should be coming.
I was only kidding, but sure.
It's actually we've got to do some updates at the stadium. So we're looking at a few things to make it more handicap accessible and things of that nature. But it's fun. That's the athletic director at Georgia Southern, Jared Binko, said there's three things athletic directors are graded on, and the main one's facilities, and that's certainly where my heart is. So we've got some upgrades that we want to make, but we're well on the way, and I appreciate your kind words.
Sure. One day, and it won't be very far away, Steve Waters will be eventually inducted into the Glynn County Sports Hall of Fame for all of the efforts that he has done to advance Glynn County athletics from where they were, and those folks that know where they were before he took office, to where they are now, which is amazing, amazing. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southern Sports Edition has announced its participants to be on the cover for its high school football preview issue in July. Hayes Carter from Frederica, Greg Peacock from Glynn Academy, Hezzy Kent from Brunswick High, Elias Williams from Camden, Ernest McIntosh from MCA, and Carson Jacobs from Brantley. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to stream the Jason Bishop Show online at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, April 27th, Wild Adventures Live presents Flo Rida. See Flo Rida on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Flo Rida Live, April 27th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.